guys, welcome to Vaudeville. It has been a while, I know, but it's time to catch up. And today we're here with our guest, a recurring guest. We're here with...
Oh, hi, it's me again. It's Paris.
Paris! Woo! And today we are going to talk about...
life in your 20s. Which is not as terrible as I just made it sound, I promise. But.
I beg to differ. Yeah, so we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy. So, we're going to start by saying 20s is literally... You know how like everyone's like, oh, your 40s is your new 20s, your 50s is your new 20s, your 30s is your new 20s. I don't get what they mean by that, to be honest, because they just feel
I hope they're not like my 20s. Like, damn, can I get somewhere else? I don't want to be 20 again.
No, because you're like, it's almost like this milestone of like, you're balancing the hormones you had as a teenager, but also the decisions you have to make as an adult. And it's almost chaotic, to be honest. I mean,
the balance is so hard to strike. Because, you know, you don't reach full maturity until 21, usually. You're like, your brain is just not fully matured. But you have to, like, start paying taxes. How does two things balance? I had to pay taxes last year. And can I just say thank God for H&R Block? Because, like, I could have done them on my own. No. No, the IRS would have been after me. It would have been bad. I need somebody to do that for me.
To be honest, I just kind of just go to a tax person and be like, here are my stuff. Just figure it out. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I see numbers, but I don't know what that means. Okay.
Here's stuff that my... Here's my W-2. I think that's what you need. Maybe?
I don't know. You tell me.
This is the thing they have under tax at work. Please just take it.
Yeah, and it's not even that, like, a lot of it is, like, in your 20s, you're graduating college. But in some cases, like, or in the fact that it's 20s, some people are in, just starting a career or something. And, like, at that same time, you feel this need to not make mistakes, because, like, if you make a mistake, it's like you're going to ruin your whole life or something like that. It's going to be, like, this domino effect. But at the same time... Mm-hmm. People are telling you, oh my god, your 20s, enjoy it. Like, how? How?
Okay, so, for your listeners, because I know most of them probably do not know me. Last year, I started working at a law firm as a records clerk. I'm now a legal assistant. It's actually more interesting than it sounds, I promise. I'm not boring. But one of the attorneys that I work for, he's like, I know you're trying to do your best, and you're still really new. But just slow down and take your time. And that's just so at odds with everything I've ever heard about your 20s, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's go fast, break things. It's like Silicon Valley motto. Like, just go and do it. And it's like, no, you can actually, like, take a break. But it doesn't feel like that. Which is...
I literally am the total opposite, I literally go fast and no breaks, because I'm just like, there's no time for breaks. Because I have to make myself set as like early so that I can take a break down the line. I hope I do get to take a break down the line, because I'm tired. I think I'm exhausted, not with life, it's just I guess maybe because I just came back from work, so I just feel exhaustion as well.
But, like, I don't know, it's tiring, you know? Because it's just, I've never worked full-time before. I've never done anything full-time except for school. And, like, I'd been doing that since I was, like, this big, so I was used to it. Now, this is very different. And it's a weird transition to make.
Yeah.
Because, like... At school, you were constantly doing something, you know? Mm. But here, like, I'll have, like, a couple hours of downtime. Like, if one of my attorneys is in mediation and the other doesn't show up, I don't really have anything to do. And that's a really different kind of exhausting. Because I still have to be at work, you know? Like, I can't just not show up because nobody's there. So it's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain why it's tiring. Because it doesn't sound like it should be, and I acknowledge that. But, I don't know, it's weird. Because it's just kind of like when you're waiting all day for something.
Yeah. I think I took the term remaining school kids very literally. because I'm still in school. I'm getting my master's, and I do feel that I work with the pace and stress of school life, so I definitely do not know in a sense of like day to day downtime. I do know because I worked while I was in college, and I still kind of work, and well, I still do work, not kind of. I actually do. I don't know why I said kind of because it's kind of weird. currently working two jobs, yay me. But it's kind of weird because I feel like school is a sense of like a holiday from the job, because in a sense school is like fast paced, you know what you're doing, everything's going fast, the stress comes, you're like, oh my god, I hate the stress, oh my god, and then when it ends it's like, oh my god, I need the stress back. And then work is like so much uncertainty, because then it's not like, you know, constant stress. Sometimes it's stressful, sometimes it's like lax, sometimes you're not sure, you're like, wait a minute, is he going to be okay with me just not doing anything? I feel like I need to do something. Like, I need to do something. And then, like, I spent my time staring at Chrome or staring at something, doing as if I'm actually working, because I'm just like, I do not know what to do. No one's giving me any work. There's no assignment or anything. So here I am Googling, Zillowing houses, because I do insurance. So it makes sense when my screen is filled with houses. So, like, houses, I'm just, like, looking at houses in Minnesota while I'm just, like...
See, I do the same thing. I always make sure, like, either I have stuff up on my screen that looks like work. So, like, Wikipedia is my friend because it's just a wall of text, which looks like a lot of court documents. Which, fun fact, court documents are virtually all the same. So, like, every answer is basically the same thing with different information filled in. Kind of wild. But, like, okay, so... If you give an answer to the complaint. So the complaint starts a lawsuit. And you get a summons and complaint, and the complaint is like a case we just got. The lady is accusing a priest of grooming her and sexually assaulting her during marriage therapy.
What?
Yeah. We're not representing the priest. So I work in a defendant law firm. We're representing one of the churches. It's not that bad, because it honestly kind of seems like the church didn't know what he was doing, which they should have, but, like, separate issue right now. But every answer is set up the exact same way. So, every answer, it has a big paragraph about, like, according to this rule, this happens. Mm. And then you go through and you answer, point one, no. Point two, no. I forget what my original point was now. Fun little legal advice for you guys. I can't give you legal advice. Fun little legal knowledge for you guys. In every state, it's set up, like, the exact same way.
But to be honest, I feel like your job, even though it's, like, it almost seems repetitive, it's fun. Because, like, you get to hear cases like that. I experienced that with, like, listening to true crime podcast or something like that.
I've told you about Murdoch, right?
Yes! Yes, you have.
Okay, so... God, that case is... I just spent another day going through more bank documents for that case. In case you don't know, go listen to Murdoch Murders by Mandy Matney. Shout out. The Murdochs were a really big legal family in South Carolina. They were the attorney general equivalent of five counties, you know, really important. And then a year ago, 2 weeks ago, the wife and son of one of them ends up murdered. And then it starts this entire cycle of uncovering everything that was hidden about the family's, like, finances and all the shady business they were doing. I'm waiting to hear about the drug connection and what the FBI is investigating. Really interesting, but we work as the receivers, which basically means we're going into all of his bank accounts and trying to find the money he took from people. And that's a really interesting case, I will say. But a lot of them are not that interesting, so we do a lot of construction law, which is so boring. And we also do a lot of car crashes, which are really boring because we're the insurance company, so it's almost always like, this was not covered by your policy because of this. And I'm like, guys. And, you know, it's just sometimes you get really interesting stuff, and then sometimes you're just kind of sitting there like, I've done this 12 times this week.
Oh my god, it's... Like, your job definitely sounds definitely so cool. I didn't want to go into something like law because it's just, like, obviously repetition is something that I feel like I'll get bored of after, like... I'll be excited in the beginning. I'm like, oh, story. I like the story. But, like, everything else, like, someone else do it. I just want to hear the gossip. I want to hear the gist of it all. And want to argue. I will argue for anything. But I feel like it's so cool that you get to, like, have that inside perspective into those kind of things. And it's just something that I, in a sense, I guess that's why I went into something like film, because it's just that I get to hear the story, but not with the repetition. I mean, I guess repetition only comes with, like, setting up, making sure everything is done, development style, make sure everything is okay, and before you go into, because obviously there's also the legal part of, like, production and making stuff, which I'm still figuring out and still hoping I don't get sued. I would just be like, Paris, someone sued me. Give me legal knowledge, since you can't give me legal advice.
I will find out what firm you need to go to. I got you.
Oh my god.
We have national contacts, you know. I got you.
Oh my god. See, this is what's called networking, you know. Now I understand the idea of networking. Which apparently you're supposed to get in your 20s, you know. But the good thing about the 20s, low-key, not really good, because obviously there are also side effects of it, but, like, when you get to have it in moderation, alcohol is kind of good.
It's kind, like, of a fun time.
It is a fun time. Like, margarita hour, heck yeah!
And, like, it finally tastes good, because you're not going to, like, a frat party where it's half juice and half a grain alcohol. Like, you can go buy a real cocktail that's tasty.
Yes. Yeah.
You can make it at home if you don't want to go and buy one.
And the another great thing is, like, introduction to brunches. Like, I've not brunched in my life until I hit my 20s, okay? Like, now I'm just, like, brunching here. You want brunch? Heck yeah. You want brunch? Yes. Let's go brunching. Because I love brunches
Work lunches. Work lunches, like, when you get free lunch and you get paid for it, there's something so nice about
that. Yes! I love work lunches. I recently had one Thursday. It was Thursday, and we had, like, papasitos or something like that, which is in Texas. So it's kind of like, I myself will not take myself papasitos because it's quite expensive. But I had to get to eat papasitos for free. Like, I got paid while also eating. Oh my god, amazing. But, like, even with all this excitement, there's always still that need to, like, one, figure out your life, figure out your future. Figure out, like, people are like, is your 20s that you meet the love of your life? Because your 20s is where you meet the person you're going to be with forever.
Okay, but, like, in your 20s, how do you even make friends outside of work? Like, I am struggling with that. And I'm willing to admit it because, like, my work is going really well. Like, I live at home with my mom and we're getting along really well, and, like, I feel comfortable, but I'm like, I don't have friends. And, like, I have all my friends from college. I have you, I have Cassidy, I have Carmen, and I talk to people all the time, but, like, I don't see people outside of my coworkers and my mom. And it's just, how do you make friends when you don't have school?
That makes a lot of sense. I haven't actually thought about that, because I actually thought about it in the sense of, like, dating. Because dating is so freaking hard as an adult, because it's like, okay, you want to be friends with your people you like. Even, like, when I was in college, I was like, oh, I want to be friends with people I meet in school. I don't necessarily, like, go into school classes being like, hey, I want to date you. No one really goes into that. So I'm like, okay, if I can meet someone in person, then go online dating. And online dating, I won't say it's a scam, but it's freaking it's hard. What?
It's kind of a scale.
It's kind of, it's so hard. Like, I would say that I've been I stopped it this year, but like I've been doing it since 19 and I'm still freaking single. No change. What is the point? My one point, my mom sat me down. It's like, it seems like this online dating thing is not working for you. And also, I'm just like, you know, they're good. I delete it and then re-download it because I'm like, there are new people on it. It's going to be different. And I was kind of thinking, but it's the same set of, like, it's not like I'm saying the same set of people you meet, but same set of personalities you meet. I'm just like,
it's the same, like, archetypes of people.
Yeah. It's either you meet someone who's enthusiastic for like a month and then all of a sudden they ghost you. Or the one that somehow matches with you but refuses to text you. Or the one that you go on a date with and they're like, oh, I want us to be friends. I'm like, but you said in your bio you're looking for something serious. I do not understand. Like, what the heck? Or the one that you just freaking want to pour a drink on because it's like, I'm tired of freaking gym selfies. I'm happy you are having a physical development in your 20s and you're, I'm happy for you, okay, great, hurrah, but I don't give a shit about those shirtless pictures and fish pics. Like, what the heck is with fish pics?
The fish pics, they're so funny. So like, I never saw them, thank God, but like, would I be with my friends and just see them swiping and then, oh, there's a fish like four guys in a row? Yes. And I, what's attractive about a fish? I'm so confused by it.
I do not understand either. It's like, okay,
yeah. Are you showing your hunting prowess? Like, you can hunt. Good job. We go to grocery stores a lot of the time.
No, to be honest, I get, like, in a sense, you're showing me you have hobbies. Okay, great. But, like, would your hobbies be, like, picking up a book? Or something. Like, why the
don't
fish...
an art pictures? Gallery.
I know, but even if, like, you like fishing, which I know some people do, okay? A lot of people do. I am not someone built for fishing. I don't even have patience to wait in line. So fishing is not my forte.
Fishing is apparently actually really great for mental health issues. So, like, it's really good for people with dementia.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. I don't get it, but okay. I'll trust the science.
But the fact is that why do you have to take a picture and post it on your dating app? It's like, we get it. You have hobbies. Like, you could put in your bio, fishing. Like, I put movies, but you don't see me going about standing with an old reel or in the cinema and be like...
Well, and the, like, a lot of the time, the fish is just not that impressive.
Really not. You know? They're really not. Like, I never go, whoa, that's a big fish. It's just like, another guy with
a fish. I think there's been... one I've seen, and it was like the guy had a caught a marlin or something, and like it was a big fish, and I was like, that's actually pretty cool. I understand why you would put that photo in. But that was once. It's not,
it's the 20s like it's almost like you are in Stranger Things terms, you are in the upside down for a bit before you find yourself in the upside up. Also, that's where you realize you have a lot of mental health issues.
Yeah,
it's like your mental health is like, you know, you've been ignoring me all this time. Hello to me now that you have a job. Hello.
I make your life difficult.
Yes, it's like you can't hide me anymore. You're like, you hide behind all those like grade getting, school and all this kind of thing. Well, welcome to reality, and your anxiety is here to say hello.
Oh, yeah. I literally left work, like, 5 minutes before I usually do yesterday because I got, like, 3 projects and I was like, nope, need to go home. This is too much. Nope. And, like, they're all done now. But I was like, nope, you gave me a giant project, like, an hour before the end of the day. I can't handle this right now. I don't cut out of work. I don't leave work early often. But sometimes you need to.
You do need to.
You do need to.
And, like, I get it. Like, at what point you become very money... And, like, I'm someone who generally is not money set up, but when you realise you have a lot to pay and a lot to do and a lot to think about, you're just like, I need the money. Like, I really don't want to do this, but I have to stay here for another hour or two because I need that green, man. And, like, right now, inflation, like... Excuse me, oh. the green is much more needed than ever.
Yeah, like, I'm glad I live at home still. I could not afford to move out.
I do live at home, but at the same time, I also go to college in different states, so I have to face inflation face to face most of the time. But it's, I feel like we have this weird titter-totter with like 20s. There's a good, there's a bad. There's a good, mm-hmm. there's a bad. There's a good, there's a bad. The good, what other good will I say about the 20s? In a sense, you still have your energy. I'll say one thing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I some people, like, you talk to people in their 40s and you're like, I wish I had your energy. Or, you know, I wish I had your energy. But there's a sense of, like, having energy and, like, always, like, being so curious about things. You still have that sense of curiosity, the enthusiasm about things, enthusiasm about life. Because I feel like you get to your 40s and, like, things are like, ah, it's been there, done that, same old, you know. And there's this brightness of life in you, in a sense, but also going through existential crisis. It's a weird...
Yeah, like, I have so much to look forward to, and, like, I actually feel like a real adult now, in mm-hmm. a weird way. So, like, I've been an adult since I was 18, technically, but, like, now I actually kind of feel it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But, like, there's a lot of things, like, the struggle of adapting from school to work is a lot more intense than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Which... is kind of dumb, but, like, because it's not that different. But, I don't know.
I feel like, Loki, like, school doesn't really prepare you for the, what they say, real world. It's almost like a cocoon. And I feel like I'm still stuck in a cocoon, even though, like, in a sense, to be honest, anytime I've been in school, I've always worked. So it's kind of like, I've always been in this balance of, like, reality, not reality, reality, not reality. I'm in my cocoon, but also not in the cocoon. So, like, I do not know. But, like, I think, in a sense, like, me continuing my education, I keep going, like, I question, is it because I want to stay here in this cocoon of, like, yeah, then, like, am I scared of the real world? Do I just want to keep extending the inevitable? But, I don't know if that's my answer. Because, to be honest, I do like school. Mm-hmm. I love school. I've always loved school. But, like... it's this sense of, like, am I just procrastinating life?
I don't know. Is the answer both?
Also, like, in your 20s, is, oh, this phase of, like, you're no longer a kid, so you can do this. You're no longer a kid, you can do that. You're no longer a kid, you can do this. Or people always reminding you, you are not a kid anymore. It's kind of like, can I just be one?
Like, but, like... why should I have to give up things I enjoyed doing as a kid if I'm an adult? Like, just because I'm not a kid doesn't mean I don't enjoy doing that anymore. I've never understood that you can't do that because you're an adult, and I'm like, but why? Ooh, it's childish, and I didn't ask for your opinion.
Exactly! Exactly! You get it! Like, if I got a quote for every time someone said, oh my god, that's childish... You're childish. Oh, you're childish. Bro, I will be able to afford the vending machine Pepsi, okay?
Damn. I mean, that's a lot right now, so.
Yes. So, I don't know. It's a lot of, like, this weird balance of life. You're just in the middle of being in the world, but also, like, still figuring out, like, you just left...
Mm-hmm.
Childhood, you left teenagerhood, you just left, and you're still freaking dealing with the hormones you had since that time.
I mean, like, nothing's changed. I still have acne. I was promised this would stop, and it has not. I feel lied to. Like, what is happening here?
Oh my god.
I don't appreciate this.
It's a weird space to be, but I don't know. I guess you make your 20s when you make your 20s to be. Like, to be honest, I watch, like, those reality shows and I see someone come out in their 20s and I'm like, excuse me, are we in different stages of 20s? Because, like, you look at all those reality show 20s and just, like, almost they are adult-like. And you look at yourself and I'm like, am I still a child? What's going on? Like, why?
I'm baby still. I'm an adult.
It's like, how? Did they... start their 20s race earlier than me, even though we're the same age. Like, what's going on? But, like, I feel like it's just, you get to the point where you're just like, also in your 20s, F it all.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's, you get to realize what you really, really like, too. Like, I guess people are like, you know, when you're in your 20s, you like coffee. I still don't. You don't like coffee?
Hard.
Yes! Like,
I worked at a coffee shop and people come in and say, what do you get? And I'm like, I get the hot chocolate. And they're like, do you not like coffee? No, coffee's gross. Finally. It doesn't make you wake up. Like,
I've met someone who doesn't like coffee too, because I always say that. I'm like, oh my god, how do you stay awake? And I'm like, I don't know, I have energy.
I'm not reliant on a foreign substance. No shade at anybody who actually likes coffee and drinks it and needs the caffeine. Good for you. No thank you.
No thank you. I agree with that, because I agree with that message. Because I do not get the enthusiasm for it, because I try it all the time. It's freaking bitter. I hate it. And, like, it's also in the sense of, like, me realizing I hate beer, too. So, like...
Okay, so, like, the only time coffee is good is when I have a headache, because the caffeine is a vasodilator, which makes your headaches go away faster. Mm-hmm. So, caffeine is actually, like, the active ingredient in most headache pills. Mm-hmm. Beer is disgusting. Cider is so much better.
Oh, I used to try cider, then.
Also, mead... I grabbed a can of mead by accident when I was at the liquor store a couple weeks ago. It was so good. It tasted like strawberries dipped in honey. It was amazing.
Really?
And it was so good. And I'm like, what is this? Hello?
You know when you hear mead, I think of Beowulf, because literally it's mead hall.
Right. No, like, if you get really, like, a good brand, it's delicious. Uh-huh. And, I mean, cider is good. You gotta get, like, of course, with everything, you get the right brand, but, like, cider is tasty.
I need to write that down, cider mead, because, like, I know I love margaritas. I know certain wines, because I went to a party recently, and they gave me, I was like, oh, red or white, and I know I usually like red, because I feel like whites are a tad bit bitter, and reds are a little bit fruity. They put this wine, and I could not drink it. It was so bitter. I was like, what the heck is this nonsense? Okay. And I just, like, kept it there. It's just, I hate it so much. It wasn't what I expected. I, like, my eyes saw red and my eyes thought, oh, we're going to have a nice time.
No way.
No, I don't even know what wine that thing was, but I'm not going to get that wine. Like, I would just stick to what I know at this point, because I'm just like... That's a very horrible wine. Horrible. I would not advise anyone to drink that wine at all. But I know I like it. I somewhat like tequila here and there. It depends on the day. Depends on what it's mixed with. Like maybe pineapple juice, Sprite. Mm. Very nice. Straight tequila, not too nice. No. So I'm figuring out what I like, you know. Like, I'm experimenting here, experimenting there. I'm like, oh, I kind of like that, you know, that, like, tastes nice. But, like, I tried sushi for the first time in my 20s.
Oh, wow. I love sushi.
You're literally the one who said we should get sushi, but we never got sushi.
You know, I'm blaming COVID for that, though, because that's 100% the reason.
What? Oh, you're
blaming COVID. Oh, yeah. Because, like, COVID. We were like, yeah, when we get back from COVID, and we never got back from COVID.
That's true. That's true.
So like, we went to spring break and we were not back.
Yeah, it was you, me, Fabiana. We're like, we're going to get sushi, and they were like, after spring break just never ended.
I mean, if we had known at the time, first of all, I would have prepped, but like, I always say, like, if I had known how long quarantine was gonna be, I would have just shaved my head like everybody else did. Well, because there's a part of me that's always wanted to do it, but I didn't think quarantine would be that long. So I was like, no, I'll have to go back out. And if it's not grown out right, it's going to look terrible. I should have just done it. I should have done it.
You should have.
Bless you.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Bless your mom. But yeah, I tried sushi finally. It was so... I had the spicy salmon. spicy salmon, and then I don't generally like avocado, but I started liking avocado. I don't want to tell my mom that. But I still use liking avocado. And I'm just like, with avocado, with sushi, with the wasabi.
Okay, next, you should try poke if you can.
I've tried poke!
I love poke. I get poke like once or twice a month because I treat myself to lunch once a week out. The rest of the time I bring my lunch, but like I always get lunch once a week and like half the time it's poke.
Oh my god, I love poke. I took it one time and it was a bumble date, and I thank that bumble date to this day because I wouldn't have known poke or tried poke without them. And I tried the, it was supposed to be a tuna, but I don't know. I don't think they gave me a tuna instead, because the guy was just looking at the food. He's like, why do you have eggs inside? And I'm like, I don't know. Like fish eggs.
Oh, masago.
Yeah, I didn't ask for that. I asked for tuna, but they gave me that. But I still liked it because it was fun. It was nice. But yeah, he ended up the date with like, I think we're better as friends. I'm like, yup. But yeah, apart from that, I feel like that was one of my favorite friendship dates, to be honest. It was never going anywhere from the start, but it was good. The food was good. We had ice cream after that. We had the long walk. Great.
I mean, what else do you need?
What else do I need? I mean, yeah. One of my favorite outings and dates. Quote-unquote.
Night, Mom.
But yeah, it was fun. But yeah, so now we're going to end the discussion with, what do you hope for your 30s? You're still in the... No! What do you hope for your mid-20s? Because we have not got into the mid.
Okay. I was going to be like, I can't think about my 20s, my mid-30s yet. 25. That's too far.
Quarter-life crisis, apparently. What are you hoping? Hopefully not to have a quarter-life crisis. That's the first hope.
First.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know more people. I'd like to have friends, which sounds so pitiful. I'd like to have friends, like, in Colombia. Maybe have my own apartment, you know? I'm actually kind of happy where I am, though, right now. Like, at least with my job and things like that. Yeah. Like, I'm not hoping for a career change or anything like that. So I think everything, like, outside of work, I'd like to have more going on. I think that's really what it is.
I second that. I hope to get my life together even though it's together now, I think it is not together. I get my projects together, figure out, I mean, I want to see what Naomi at 25 is doing. Is she getting a PhD or is she winning Oscars? We do not know.
She's doing everything.
Or they'll say both. But I'm hoping to have a balance of like the things I really like right now, balance all of it together in a healthy way, not in the unhealthy way I'm currently doing it. Because like two jobs, not easy to balance, but in a very healthy way. But yeah, I'm excited about 25, you know. Yay!
That feels like a manageable goal, 25, yeah, you know?
It's literally 2 years away for me.
God, three.
Yeah.
Three and some change, not too far though. Like, I can think 3 years ahead, I can't think like 10 years ahead right now. That's too far.
That is quite far. 3 years ahead seems quite doable, and hopefully 3 years from now, well, when I'm 25, or maybe when you turn 25, I'll wait for you to turn 25, we'll do a podcast episode about 25.
Yes, that would be really fun.
Yes, it's a done deal then.
Follow up to episode 49. I checked how many you had today, because I was like, how many?
Really? So,
yes, it would be 49. You currently have 48 up on iTunes.
Oh my god! I didn't even count. I don't know how many episodes I should have. I just don't record it. Oh my god, okay, thank you, Paris. So, that's the end of it today. Yes, hopefully more episodes will come, as I'm trying to balance my life. But I'm glad to have Paris, as she put in, go listen to the
Murdoch, Murdaugh. It is pronounced Murdoch. Murdoch Murders by Mandy Matney. There's like four of them. Hers is by far the best. She's a local journalist. Everybody else is national and rude. Just saying. But yeah, Murdoch Murders. And if you like cults, Deliver Us from Urville is amazing.
I listen to
my
that.
Favorite cult.
It's amazing. I second that one too. I second that. Like, I looking always looking forward to it every, I think it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm set. I'm like, oh my god, this is, we've got into author, and I'm like,
oh my god, Heber is a mess. He's a lot. He's a lot. So I'm excited to see what's going on.
So, yeah, that's the end of the episode, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. Hopefully this episode was good enough. I don't know when I started seconding my... having second opinions about my own podcast. But, yeah, hopefully this was good enough. And have a great day. Enjoy. Drink some good wine or mead. And, yeah. Enjoy your 20s, if you guys are actually 20. If not, enjoy your 30s, 40s, teens, or I don't know.
Et cetera.
Et cetera, yeah. So, bye.
Bye. Bye.